Hello, I'm Rafik, and you're watching the Garbled Twistery channel.
Hey there, it's Garbled Twistery, and here we are. We made it, folks. The 1816 election is upon us. And boy, do we have a colorful smorgasbord of cray-cray candidates for this go-around. So without further ado, let's glance behind the curtain, if you will. Okay, so the first semi-crazy but actually normal thing you gotta know is that Billy Madison wasn't even running this time, because he already freaking won like 2 times, and he wasn't in the mood to overstay his welcome or whatever. That said, he did have a number one draft pick. You heard me right. Billy Madison was fawning all over Man Ray. And on top of that, the schmuck before him, Tommy Pickles, was also in Man Ray's pocket. So Man Ray's chances are looking nautically large right now with all these witch doctors in his corner. But hold on a second. That Georgia guy, Billy Crawfish, is out here putting up a good fight, too. And also, everyone in New York was, like, super mad or whatever. Hold on, I got a quote right here. Quote, "Why are all these presidents from Virginia, All y'all look the same. We need some New York Yankees running things, okay?" Unquote. Yeah. Remember Danny Tompkins and Simon Belmont? They just so happened to be the governors of New York and Pennsylvania. So of course, they're going to at least consider putting their hat in the ring, because everybody's sick of freaking Virginia. That said, Man Ray has literally been doing everything for everybody, and everybody knew that too. Like, Billy Crawfish didn't even make an official announcement that he's running, because he knew Man Ray was sitting pretty and he still wanted a job if Man Ray freaking won. Danny Boy and Simon Belmont knew this too, so they decided to like shoot for VP or whatever. But hey, just because Billy Crawfish didn't have that self-confidence doesn't mean that his fans didn't put up a good fight. So let's talk about all this Democrat-Republican cactus. You see, everybody in that Democrat-Republican cactus placed their bets on Man Ray as Prezi-Wezi and your boy Tompkins for VP. But Man Ray only beat Billy Crawfish by like 11 freaking votes. So yeah, that was a close one. Danny T beat Simon Says by a lot more than that as far as the vice principal role is concerned. But enough of that nonsense. What about the Federalists? Are they even planning on eating any cactus this time? Well, yeah, they were planning on doing a cool little election fusion dance routine for the campaign, but then freaking Man Ray got the Democrat-Republican nomination right after the war. And honestly, the Federalists are so used to getting the short end of the stick at this point that they didn't even formally nominate anybody. I tell ya, this party is but a shell of its former self. It's only a matter of time before someone pulls the plug on this operation. I mean, as expected, Rufus King once again steps up to the plate to lose his team another election, and Johnny the Eager Beaver got the most votes, so he was on the vice media portion of the Federalist meal ticket. So now it's time for some electoral sassafras drama. You see, this election was going off without a hitch. There was a session. Everybody was counting up the votes. And then, ding, 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 problem time. It was time to count Indiana's votes. It's the last state of the day. We're all trying to go home. But some idiot named John Tyler is all like, quote, "I don't want to count Indiana because A, I don't feel like it, and B, we didn't even say Indiana was a freaking state until days after we casted the official ballots, so I don't get it, and C, I want to go home." Unquote. But the thing is, a bunch of other people were like, dude, we freaking added Indiana to the union back in June. Don't get it twisted. We have senators and reps from Indiana sitting in the room, okay? Speaking of seats, take several, bro. And then some dude named Sammy Instagram was like, can we please just sweep this technicality under the stupid rug and count the stupid votes? The response? Hashtag unanimous agreement. They counted the votes because they ain't here for the drama anyways, okay? So how did this election turn out? Man Ray won. I know, big surprise, right? The dude was everybody's favorite to win, okay? Like, he won every state except, like, three. Even the rival, Rufus King, was like, quote, yeah, I didn't even try that hard, and honestly, I'm not that upset about it, unquote. Interestingly, the three states that our boy Rufus did win voted for different vice principal people. Massachusetts liked John the Eager Beaver, Delaware liked Bobby Goodloe Hopper, and Connecticut couldn't even make up its freaking mind between James Ross and Judge Judy, I mean John Marshall. Come on, Connecticut, put down the clam chowder and make up your mind. Oh, and there's a little more drama when we're talking about Maryland's situation. You see, Maryland didn't even get to pick its electoral college peeps as a state. No siree! Maryland got broken up into a bunch of districts with each getting one elector. Three of those 11 districts had Federalist electoral reps, but they ended up casting blank votes out of freaking protest that the Democrats would play super dirty like that, as they should. 11 districts? SMH. But yeah, that pretty much sums up the election. Congrats, Man Ray, and you too, new Vice Principal Danny Tompkins. And also, good luck, fellas. I know a war just ended, but trust me,
you're still gonna need it.
If you've got something to say about this episode, about the podcast, or about, I don't know, the abuse of squeaky toys, you can find Garbled Twistery on Facebook and Twitter, or you can head to garbledtwistery.net and send a message in the contact section, or you can email moi. My email is Rafiq, that's R-A-F-I-Q, at garbledtwistery.net. Also, I have a Patreon, so if you go to patreon.com, find Garbled Twistery, and become a patron, you'll gain not only the access, but you'll gain the ability to determine what topics get to be Patreon-exclusive bonus content. Oh, and the current bonus episode I'm working on is an episode on competitive card games that you train around. Sounds fun, right? Anyways, next time, we head back into another series of oh-so-beloved in-between-election episodes. How exciting! And what is the 1817 topic of the year? Why, it's the General Theological Salad Bar Club of the Earthquake Epicenter Church. Does that name confuse you? Join the club. We'll see what this thing's all about next week, okay?
This is the ending. I'm ending it now.
Put down the clam chowder and make up your mind.